So we're talking about thankfulness. We're talking about Thanksgiving. Yeah, that means you can go ahead and sit down. You can stand up during my sermon. It doesn't matter to me. It's about God's grace. We're talking about thankfulness. I've noticed an interesting phenomena, I guess, occurrence that's been going on. Let's go ahead and open in prayer, and then we'll dive into it. Father God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. For an eternity, if that's all we ever said, it honestly would not be enough. But you make it so much better than that. You appreciate and you love the thankfulness that comes from our hearts. But you make us sons and daughters. You invite us in to dwell in your presence, to just love on you, to be your kids. You do that through your Son, through the death and resurrection of your Son. Thank you. Thank you for your grace, of which none of us can even fathom its depth. We can't even come close. Thank you, Lord Christ. And everybody said. Amen. So there's been an occurrence, and it's on that wonderfully productive, well-spent time endeavor that none of you have ever wasted your time upon, called Facebook. Perhaps Dan Geist or George Beyer could state proudly that they've never spent time on Facebook. Nancy Meyer is proudly raising her hand, wondering why George spends so much time there. Facebook. So I knew, I don't know that you perhaps noticed, but when I asked for you to come forward with praise reports, it's not that easy. But man, put you on a social networking site, you'll talk about anything. So apparently you guys have been spending each day, many of you, considering what you've been or what you are thankful for. I reached out to some of you through Joe in the office and asked if I could share some of this. So that's what we're going to do now. Let's take a look. So we kept it anonymous because you don't want anybody to know what you're saying on Facebook, right? Isn't that awesome? Who know all about me and love me anyway. Isn't that all of us? That's very cool. My real friends and those of you on Facebook. And isn't it what we want, to be loved just for who we are? Hit it, Phil. Finished all the Candy Crush levels. Well, there you go. Whew. That's Dan Geist. Tell you right now, one of you send me another game request. It's on. I'm kidding. I've got you blocked on that. Nieces, nephews, children, grandchildren. Husband, wife, family, friends, uncles, aunts, they are, aren't they? They're fun. Easy enough, right? I'm so blessed in so many ways. Couldn't be any clearer. Is there any more, Joe? That's it. That's it.
Had to stop at some point.
Yeah, it could keep going, couldn't it? Yeah, there's a lot being said on that little site. So we're thankful, and we realize it. We get an understanding of it, and we often consider it. I wanted to spend some time, let me get my glasses so I can actually see. Wanted to spend some time with you guys in Psalm 103. Some of you have your Bibles on your iPhone or your Android. right next to Facebook. It's easy enough to convince me that you're actually reading your word along with me when in reality you're posting on a status, this guy's making me sleepy. But if you don't have a Bible, I'm guessing that one of the ushers, someone can bring you God's word. I'd like to spend some time for a bit, and I'm going to do something really drastic here. I'm actually going to read the entire psalm, but I want to spend some time in Psalm 103. And then we're going to take a deeper look at verses 1 through 5. Is that okay? Praise the Lord, my soul. All my inmost being, praise His holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made known His ways to Moses, His deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will He harbor His anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is His love for those who fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us. You digging this? You getting this? As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear Him. For He knows how we are formed. He remembers that we're dust. The life of mortals is like grass. They flourish like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it, and it's gone. And its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear Him, and His righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep His covenant and remember to obey His precepts. The Lord has established His throne in heaven, and His kingdom rules over all. Praise the Lord, you, His angels, you, church, you mighty ones who do His bidding, who obey His word. Praise the Lord, all His heavenly hosts, you, His servants who do His will. Praise the Lord, all His works everywhere in His dominion. Praise the Lord, my soul. Thanks or want? Thankfulness or wanting? We've had the grandchildren in our house. We've had William and Jude hanging out. Absolutely love it. Sleeping fantastic every night because I am so stinking worn out. It is such a drastic difference to live in a situation where it is your wife, your puggle, and yourself. And then bring those two tornadoes who are nothing but sweethearts, who love and adore. You guys should see it. I want you to picture two grandchildren on my knee. Neither one of them are Chuck or Dave. Some of you Beatles fans will get that. William and Jude sitting on my lap, along with Bruiser, who needs to find a spot somewhere, all in my recliner. It's fantastic. There is not a better feeling. But as we sit in that recliner, we are watching broadcast or cable television. Now, Sarah lives down in the South, down there in Tennessee. They don't get that fancy stuff. Yeah. Here, we just don't want to pay for it. So they're actually smarter than their mom and dad. Incredibly smarter. And so they watch things like Netflix and Hulu. Well, I'm not familiar with those fancy things. And apparently there's no commercials. And we're watching the kids' television programming, and they're just flooded with commercials. And it is hilarious to have William sitting on my lap, and absolutely every commercial is, no, it's not even I want that. It's, I need that. I need that. Next commercial comes, I need that. Remember when many of us were growing up, how many of you waited for the Christmas catalog? And how many of you needed Sears Wish Book? How many of you needed page after page of the stuff? Oh, circle it. See, the biggest Thanksgiving killer, the biggest thankfulness killer, the biggest Thanksgiving killer is the day after, when Christmas shopping begins. Now, of course, the retailers, the merchants, are doing their best to not even make that day significant. They're doing what they can to make sure that you can purchase anytime, anywhere, man. Buy it! But many of us understand the whole Black Friday concept. You know, the day after when Christmas shopping begins and we stop thinking about what we have and we start thinking about what we want. We look through that catalog. We ought to spend a whole lot more time looking at the stuff we already have. In Psalm 103, we find God's catalog of blessings. Or that's what I'm going to call it today. It's not a Christmas catalog, it's a Thanksgiving catalog. There are five blessings we can easily praise God for right at the top. Number one, hear this, church. He forgives our sins. He forgives our sins. Number two, He heals us from diseases. And we'll touch on that. Because I'm not preaching to you in light of whatever you have, God will resolve in response to diseases and such. We'll talk about that. But God knows what He's doing. He redeems our life. You were bought with a price. He redeems our life. He crowns us. He crowns us with love and compassion. He satisfies our desires, next three words, with good things. He satisfies our desires with good things. Most blessings are taken for granted. If you woke up this morning with more health than illness, you are more blessed than 6 million people who will not survive this week. If you've never experienced the danger of battle, the loneliness of imprisonment, the agony of torture, or the pangs of starvation, you are ahead of 500 million people in the world. If you can attend this place without fear of harassment, arrest, torture, or death, you're more blessed than 3 billion people in the world. If you have food in the refrigerator, clothes on your back, a roof overhead, a place to sleep, you're richer than about 75% of the people in this world. If you have money in the bank, some of us do, some of us don't. Sometimes it gets a little close. If you have money in the bank, in your wallet, and spare change in a dish someplace, you are among the top 8% of the world's wealthy. Do you feel like Bill Gates? What if you had to put a price tag on your other blessings? Example, if you bought a new car, cost you, what is it, about 20 grand now? 20 to who knows? 20 to who knows? I just looked at the Gran Turismo Mercedes-Benz. It was fun to look at. Just pictures. It's a really pretty car. Not a chance. Nor would I ever even... No. But it was really cool to look at. If you took that same car, the car that maybe you guys have out in the lot, or that same car that you just pulled out of the dealership and sold it off one piece at a time, unlike Johnny Cash, who built it one piece at a time, at junkyard prices, it'd be worth about $100,000. No, don't go do that. The human body, with the market prices on all our minerals and compounds, is worth about 47 cents. You're like, what? If you sold your body off for parts, now don't do it. How much would you be worth? Let's look at what the market's willing to pay. A coronary artery bypass surgery is between, what, 15 and 20 grand. These numbers are varied. You know, don't quote me on it. Don't go home and just get, I don't know who's buzzing there. A heart transplant, Joe could vouch for this, well over $200,000. A gastrointestinal surgery is 15 grand. Fertility treatment, 40 grand. Kidney transplant, 42 grand. Liver transplant, $115,000. Bone marrow transplant, $106,000. It's crazy. For a body with its minerals and compounds that are worth 47 cents. God forgives our sin. God forgives our sin, and as the psalm states, then forgets about them. God forgives our sin and then forgets about them. He remembers our sin no more. God heals our diseases. It may be a physical healing, but that may not be God's first priority. It may lead, in fact, to a spiritual healing. God redeems our lives. Redeem means to obtain by paying a price. To buy back. God has paid the price to redeem us. He's paid it. If you're not aware of that yet, please come talk to me. God has paid the price. God crowns us with love and compassion. He's given us true honor and great honor. Consider that, guys. Please focus on that for a minute. We're talking about the Creator of the universe giving us honor. Consider it. Be thankful. God satisfies our desires with good things. List the things you have. God gave you those things for your pleasure. Your attitude about those things determines your satisfaction. Half the world is unhappy because it can't have the things that are making the other half unhappy. The unhappy person isn't someone who didn't get what he or she wanted. The unhappy person is the one who got what he or she wanted and then found out that it wasn't as wonderful as expected. The secret of a happy life. The secret of a happy life is not to get what you want, but to live with what you've got. Most of us spend our lives concentrating on what we don't have instead of thanking God for what we do. Our problem is that we're looking at the Sears wish book. We're looking at the Christmas catalog, focusing on what we want rather than rejoicing in what we have. There's a great paradox here. Here comes a food reference. I got to do it. I love burritos. I love burritos. We're satisfied, but never satisfied. I'm always satisfied when I eat them, but I always want more. Because what I've experienced makes me want to taste it again and again. Last night I was talking with a buddy of mine about seafood and the, you know, just really good. I watch Benji and Amy post some of these vegetarian dishes that they knock out of the park. And it just, oh my gosh. And you guys with your well, I can't say it, but the food references on Facebook, my goodness, stop it. I want to taste it again and again. I would like that to be for you. I would like it to be that way for you with God's blessings. With God's blessings. We're filled and the filling is so good and so rich and so full that we want more. That is why Thanksgiving is so important each year. We need this reminder. We need it because it forces us to add it all up and to recognize where all these things we enjoy actually come from. We need to look at the correct catalog and to keep things in proper perspective. We need to remember to think about what we have instead of dreaming about what we want. We need to remember to thank God for all His blessings. It's difficult sometimes to get you guys to speak out a little bit. But on the count of three, I would like you to say any way you feel within your heart, thank you, Lord. Simple. Thank you, Lord. You can say it loud. You can say it quietly. You can say it before the count of three or after it. It doesn't matter. But if that assists in the encouragement, I will count for you. One, two, three.